From KRCB Public Radio, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. California Governor Jerry Brown is calling for both fiscal discipline and major investments as he pushes a far-reaching agenda for the coming year. Ben Adler has more from Sacramento on Brown's annual State of the State address Thursday.
Brown started and ended his speech with a victory lap. He praised the mix of legislative spending cuts and voter-approved taxes that appear to have stabilized California finances.
2 years ago, they were writing our obituary. Well, it didn't happen. California is back, its budget is balanced, and we're on the move. Let's get it done. Thank you.
And there's a lot Brown wants to get done this year. Break ground on the state's ambitious but costly high-speed rail project, cancel education mandates so schools have more financial flexibility, and plan for two underground tunnels through the Sacramento-San Joaquin Delta that would send water to central and southern California. The governor called for all those controversial goals in his speech, yet he also urged the legislature to use fiscal discipline and live within its means. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.
Both Democrat and Republican lawmakers are praising Governor Brown's State of the State address. And in his speech, Brown called for paying down debt and storing up reserves. But he also mentioned the need to move forward with bold projects like high-speed rail. Democratic Assembly Speaker John Perez says the speech was right on target. He says the legislature needs to strike the right balance.
His discussion about lean years followed by years of plenty and the responsibility to store up the plenty for those lean years is something that the pro tem and I have been saying consistently. This is not an area of disagreement. This is actually an area of agreement.
Republican lawmakers say they are encouraged by the governor's call to develop a rainy day fund and avoid more tuition increases at the state's universities and colleges. Senate Minority Leader Bob Huff says the governor embraced many Republican positions, but he would have liked to hear more about job creation. You can find these and other stories on our news page, krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.